Hey, everybody. We have the Arizona Maricopa update. Why is it that so many Republicans are silent on this issue? We are now exposing and seeing how some people do not want the truth. Can you handle the truth? We talk about what's been revealed in Arizona, which quite honestly makes me very nervous about how we've done elections in our country. If you guys want to support our current undertaking of telling the truth, even when other people are afraid, please go to charliekirk.com/support. Cody from Washington, he supported us at charliekirk.com/support. CJ from Moorhead, Minnesota, he just supported us. Saw him, actually, at charliekirk.com/support. So did Kay from California. And Julie from Michigan. And Richard from Texas just became a monthly supporter. So if you guys want to get behind us and you feel like our show is making a difference on the landscape, if you feel like our show is moving the dial, if you find some value in our show, please consider becoming a monthly supporter at charliekirk.com/support. You guys allow us to continue to grow and break these stories when many of the other media companies are silent because they can't handle the truth. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. I love hearing from you. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com to get engaged and get involved with Turning Point USA. I hope to see you in Tampa, Florida, and have a lot of fun there. And please rate our podcast 5 stars on the podcast app, especially the Apple Podcast app, and get your friends to subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Can you handle the truth? Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is what's crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer for my listeners. You receive 2 for the 1 low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 1-800-875-0425. Use the promo code Kirk. Go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KIRK. Yesterday on the live stream on Rumble.com, R-U-M-B-L-E.com, what do we have, producer Andrew? 9,000 live viewers, almost 10,000 people? 10,000 people on Rumble.com. Take that, YouTube. You thought that you guys had a monopoly on the live stream market? You thought that no one could create a competitor? Well, after all of the suppression and all of the targeting of our program, we decided to go to Rumble. And now we have 10 times the live stream viewers on Rumble than we do on YouTube. It's going to be a wake-up call for the multi-trillion dollar oligarchs when legitimate competitors start to get onto the scene, and it's already happening. And the reason we had so many viewers yesterday is we were covering the Arizona Senate Maricopa County audit. This is something that we have received thousands of emails about at freedom@charliekirk.com over the last couple of weeks and months. What's going on with the audit? What's going on with the audit? And obviously our show and Turning Point USA were headquartered in Arizona. We care a lot about this particular investigation. Now, mind you, the smear merchants and the fearmongers in the activist press, they've done everything they possibly can to try and demonize and ridicule and mock anyone that is asking questions about the 2020 election. But yesterday was nothing short of a bombshell. Yesterday was nothing short of what should be the number one news story in the entire country. It dispelled the narrative that there was no fraud, a perfectly conducted election. In fact, Do we have the tape of Joe Biden? I think we do, saying that this election was perfect, man. I mean, come on. It was the greatest election ever. In fact, cut 45, if we can get cut 45 queued up. This was what Joe Biden said. This was the most secure election we've ever had. Ah, methinks doth lady protest too much. Play.
Recount after recount after recount, court case after court case. The 2020 election was the most scrutinized election ever in American history.
So you might say, Charlie, why are you using old English? Well, that's from a Shakespearean, that's from a play. What play is that from in Shakespeare? I think it's from Hamlet, isn't it? Yeah, it's from Hamlet, where the exact quote is, the lady doth protest too much. Methinks the lady doth protest too much. Okay, I'm pulling from many hundreds of years prior. I think that was written in, what year was that written? Like 1600, right? 1599 is when Hamlet was written. Yeah, that's right. And it's, of course, Hamlet is a tragedy. We're not going to get into Hamlet today. So I don't think that we have people tuning in on WABC in North Dakota and in Riverside and in all these to say, Charlie, you know, I want a teaching on Hamlet. Probably not the reason they're tuning in today. But there's this scene in Hamlet. It's a line. I think it's Queen Gertrude, right? Yeah. Response to the insincere overacting of a certain character. Basically trying to prove the guilt, and it was protesting so much. It was obvious that they were projecting and like, okay, you don't have to keep on denying it. And this is Joe Biden. Joe Biden is going out. He's just saying, well, it's the most secure election we've ever had. Most secure election we've ever had. It's the most secure election we've ever had. And after a while, you realize, why are you having to say that so repeatedly? What happened yesterday, and this is just the beginning of the Arizona audit story, was stunning. We discovered yesterday at the hearing that there were thousands of duplicate ballots without any sort of serial numbers and ballot boxes. Thousands. We discovered that Maricopa County was supposed to use vote secure paper that should not bleed through. The ballots show there was bleed through, which could cancel the ballots. And credit to my wife, Erica, who is one of the first people that went out on social media and talked about the bleed through of the ballots with Sharpies. Remember, we called this Sharpie Gate at the time, and we were called fear mongers and conspiracy theorists. Yesterday, we learned that there were 3,981 votes that were registered to vote in violation of an Arizona Supreme Court ruling issued prior to the election. Yesterday, we learned that there were 11,326 votes and that these voters were not on the voter rolls on November 7th. Let me say that again, that there were 11,326 people that were counted their votes that were not on the voter rolls. They voted illegally. Yesterday, we learned, according to the Arizona Senate audit, that there were over 74,000 votes, more mail-in ballots received and counted than were mailed out. Yesterday, we learned that based on system forensics, there is no way the county can certify this election to be safe. And this is just the beginning of the questions. And Warren Peterson, who is overseeing this, State Senator Warren Peterson, is now going as far to say that we need to recall the Joe Biden electors for the state of Arizona. And this is just the beginning of the investigation. So what does this tell us? It tells us many things, but I want to tell you why so many conservatives are afraid to talk about this. I'm going to tell you why so many people in upper middle class decent society are trying to say, turn the page, move on. You see, many people at times are fearful of this type of investigation because they know subconsciously and sometimes consciously that this might upset all of stable society. And they're right. But all of a sudden, if we're told these numbers are true, which they are, that there were thousands of duplicate ballots, that serial numbers and ballot boxes, that Maricopa County was supposed to use vote secure paper that should not bleed through, and they didn't, that there were 3,981 votes that were registered to vote in violation of an Arizona Supreme Court ruling ruled prior to the election, that there were 11,326 voters that had their votes counted that were not on the voter rolls, that there were over 74,000 more mail-in votes than were actually ballots that were sent out. What does that say? Well, that says that What if we've been doing elections in a way that has been flawed and potentially fraudulent for quite some time? What I'm getting at here is that sometimes there is a silent yet dangerous argument that is made by people in the establishment. And they do this, and they whisper when they always say this to me, "Charlie, we know there's fraud. But if we look into this, you understand this could unravel the whole country, right? We just got to win the next time, fix the laws. We can't go after this." In a race that was decided by 10,457 votes, we know that 18,000 people voted and then were removed after the rolls after the election. And again, 11,326 voted who were not on the rolls on November 7th, but were on December 4th. What I'm getting at here is that people in the corporate establishment, people in the academic establishment, people in the small business establishment, the Chamber of Commerce establishment, I should say, they are fearful of this conversation because they're afraid that it will unravel stable society. But the question is, how are we not already unraveling stable society? How are we not already there? And put very simply, people are afraid of this topic not because they think it's untrue, but they're afraid of this topic because then they realize that what happens when millions of people realize that we might be living through not just a flawed election process, but one that is manipulated for whomever can game the process. Some people say rigged. And what I'm getting at, what we're going to explore today, is the specifics of the Arizona audit. We're going to talk about some other stories as well, such as how the government is likely singling out our show again. We're going to go through that. But I want you to think about this. Can you handle the truth? Can you handle what we're about to go into? Because if you play this out to its furthest logical conclusion, what other elections had results that might not have been what they seemed? And that's something that a lot of people are afraid to talk about. There's one thing that we all have in common. Yeah, we're all human beings. We're all made in the image of God, but we have to eat. So what are you eating? That's a good question. Maybe it's grocery store, mystery stuff. Maybe it's fast food, or maybe you desire something better. Maybe you want something made in America. Well, Good Ranchers, with an S, goodranchers.com, is terrific. Their product is 100% American. When you buy steak and chicken from Good Ranchers, you're not only getting amazing meat, but you're supporting American farms. Look, when I got this box delivered to me at the office, it was a spectacle. All work was suspended and people surrounded me. It was as if time stood still. You see, when you get a box of meat from goodranchers.com, it's perfectly marbled. Now, producer Connor, he's a little bit of what we would call a meat snob. You see, if the meat is no good, he will go back to the grocery store. He will stand on some sort of elevated platform and give something equivalent to the Cooper Union address on bad anti-American meat. He has a zero tolerance policy, a no-fly zone, a wall that's 100 feet tall for bad meat. But when I just threw a thing of marbled steak, I said, "Connor, this is your payment for the week. Tell me what it's like." He came back, and the next day he had an extra spring in his step. He had eyes wide open and a soul that was filled. I said, "Connor, what has happened?" He said, goodranchers.com/Charlie. Now, everything I say is 100% true and not embellished at all, because that's how important Good Ranchers is. See, if you go to goodranchers.com/Charlie, you'll see for yourself. And now Connor himself is a subscriber at Good Ranchers. He talks about the things that he grills. He does Instagram stories with them. In fact, there's all sorts of different things. It's American beef and chicken, no antibiotics, none of that nonsense. If you subscribe to any one of their packages, you'll save 20% off with each purchase. Subscribing brings down the cost per meal. Get steakhouse quality for less than $5 a meal. We love the family feast, which includes steak, chicken, and more. And so look, maybe you got the same sort of problems that I got. You know what the problems that I have? I don't like supporting Chinese products. And Chinese meat is not for me. But I love good meat, and I want every American to be able to have the same meat that we have delivered to our office. And when it's Good Ranchers Day, it might as well be the Good Humor Man with that beautiful music, because it's just a good day to be alive. Morning in America can come to your doorstep at goodranchers.com/Charlie to get $20 off and free express shipping. Individually wrapped and vacuum sealed and ready to grill. Safe and convenient. GoodRanchers.com with an S.com/Charlie. There's a phrase that was used by a Roman poet by the name of Horace that basically translates to dare to know. The philosopher Immanuel Kant, best known for the categorical imperative, picked this up, which is this idea of, do you dare to know? What is enlightenment? Now, again, I think some of the fruit of the Enlightenment was helpful. Some of it was totally garbage, where we get this kind of this cycle towards eventual chaos. That's a totally different podcast for a different time. The phrase dare to know is widely used by educational institutions. It's used by people that try to sound super smart. I'm not using it for that purpose. What I am saying is, do you dare to know what happened in Arizona? Do you dare to know the extent of how mail-in balloting corrupted our election? Do you dare to know how our election was interfered with? Now, some of you are emailing us and you're fatigued with this topic. Not all of you. You say, Charlie, it's over. Joe Biden is president. Turn the page. The basis of that argument basically means that you do not care when injustice is done. That's like saying, Charlie, the bank robbery is over. Turn the page. It's like saying, Charlie, the crime's already been committed. It's not like you're going to hold anyone accountable. Of course, when you talk about things that did not go well, when you talk about things that are crimes, you're almost always talking about them in the previous context. Now, I think some people are wrongly getting your hopes up that Trump is going to be put back into office. There is no constitutional precedent for that at all. Where there is constitutional precedent, though, is that the Constitution states in Article 1, Section 4, that the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senator and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof, but the Congress may at any time make a law to alter any such regulations. This is a battle for the state legislatures. This goes back down to the grassroots level. This is not Nancy Pelosi. This is not even the Department of Justice. And they're doing everything they possibly can to try and interfere with this. In fact, House Democrats have now announced an investigation into the investigation. The House Democrats are now saying that we need to go audit the audit in Arizona. You know why? Because they are now very nervous that what is coming to light in Arizona and in Georgia exposes what could be systemic interference in our election system. I'm sure you have people in your life that don't want to hear this, not because they don't believe it, but because they're afraid that it might tank the stock market. They're afraid that it might bitterly divide the country. They would rather participate in a quiet cover-up than actually go find out what happened. One of the greatest movies ever made, A Few Good Men. We all know the expression, you want the truth, you can't handle the truth. Play tape.
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And that's where most Americans are. The way that, and by the way, that general that Jack Nicholson played looks exactly like Mark Milley. Exactly like Mark Milley. You want to know what happened in Arizona? You know what our leaders are saying? You can't handle the truth, Trump voter. You can't handle the truth. Sit down and shut up. All of us kind of have that Tom Cruise energy right now. Did you order the code red? Did you authorize mass mail-in balloting? Did you count votes that were outside of the legal parameters? Did you scan ballots more than once in Georgia? And what our leaders are now saying is, you don't want to go here. But guess what? We're going to. You see, we have grown addicted to comfort. This, by definition, is an uncomfortable fight. Because you're now dealing not just with political power, but how political power is given out and distributed. What if this happened in every state? What if this happened in close Senate election races when Harry Reid was in the fight for his life back in 2010 or 2012 against Sharon Engel? Do you dare to know? Can you handle the truth? So let's get to some sound here of how people are reacting. But first, I want to get to just some sound from this. Let's go to Cut 86. Shows that 18,000 people who voted, this is from the Arizona Maricopa County audit, were then showed that they were removed from the voter rolls after the election. Cut 86.
Roughly 20,000, I think it was about actually closer to 18,000, who voted in the election and then showed from as being removed from the voter rolls soon after the election. So they were on the voter rolls, they showed as voted, and then they were removed. And
they should have voted, and then they were removed. Let's go back to how Rachel Maddow was categorizing this. Before I get to that, are you guys as curious as I am as why so few conservative pundits and broadcasts are mentioning this? God bless Tucker Carlson for talking about this. Sean Hannity had a segment on this too last night too, right? So thank you, Sean Hannity, for doing that as well. This is the number one news story in the country. This audit, let's just recap that. This just maybe you're driving in the car and you're coming in and out and say, Charlie, why are you so worked up about all this? Let's just go through it. Yesterday, the Arizona Maricopa County Republican audit, not Republican, led Republican audit from the state Senate Republican Party, but done not in a nonpartisan fashion, showed the following, that there were thousands of duplicate ballots without serial numbers in ballot boxes. That Maricopa County was supposed to use vote secure paper that should not bleed through, but instead the ballots show that there was bleed through, which could cancel out the ballots, which is something that my wife, Erica, mentioned early when it came to Arizona. The Maricopa audit showed that there were 3,981 votes who were registered to vote in violation of an Arizona Supreme Court ruling issued prior to the election. This was conducted illegally. It shows that there were 11,326 votes that were illegally put on the voter rolls, and these votes were not on the voter rolls on November 7th. The audit revealed that there were 74,000 votes, more mail-in ballots received than were counted than were mailed out. The Arizona Maricopa County audit showed that based on system forensics, there is no way that the county can certify the election to be safe. And this is just the beginning of the questions. At the state Senate hearing on Thursday, one of the lead investigators of the Maricopa audit dismissed some of these claims and stressed what he said was the pressing importance of obtaining the routers. Obtaining the routers is critically important, Ben Cotton said. Cotton said the routers will help clarify the specific vulnerabilities he claimed are present in the county's digital election system. Cotton claimed back in August 2019, the last time that antivirus software was updated on these systems was August in 2019. There has been no operating system updates or patches since the same date. Hackers, he claimed, would have no difficulty at all gaining system-level access to the voting systems in Arizona. Clip 81 is related. It's the election management system was breached during the course of the 2020 election, says digital forensic expert Ben Cotton at the hearing at the Maricopa County audit. And of course, Washington Post, New York Times, no one is covering this. Even conservative outlets are ignoring this because they know that this truth all of a sudden might make them all look like cowards and fools because they thought this was the most secure election in American history. Play tape.
An element of the election system was actually compromised or breached during the course of the November 2020 election. It is a matter of public statement by Maricopa County as well as legal action and law enforcement action surrounding that particular incident. The registration server that was public facing did have unauthorized access to that. In cybersecurity terms, it was breached.
So why are there routers anyway? What are these routers even used for? What is the purpose of these routers? Now, Ben Cotton is the same guy that I was talking about in regards to these routers. So we know this as a beginning of just one county in Arizona. So how does Rachel Maddow respond? Well, this was back from 2021. Maddow has made it a point to try to boost her failing cable news ratings. This was from May, a couple months ago. She's made it a point to try and ridicule and demonize this idea of an audit. Now, interesting, Rachel Maddow, who's not dumb, by the way. Chris Hayes is not smart, but Rachel Maddow is not dumb, and Joy Reid is especially dumb. But Rachel Maddow is actually a pretty smart person. But she's also pathologically liberal, meaning that no matter what, she will defend Team Left. Rachel Maddow, when it comes to election interference, wasn't it your show and your nightly program for 1 hour that made the following claims in so many words? That Trump was a Russian agent, that Russia significantly and largely interfered with our election. Didn't you have Chuck Schumer on your program where he threatened Donald Trump with the intel agencies? Didn't you say that Donald Trump tried to use Ukrainian aid to try and launch an investigation against Joe Biden? Didn't you support both impeachments against Donald Trump? And we're the ones that are somehow now threatening the election process in our country? She's very nervous and worried. I wonder why. Cut 87.
They really are going to do this all over the country. Taking away from Trump supporters and Republican voters more broadly, the basic idea that elections are something that we do publicly as a nation, as a means of making political decisions. They are ending that every way they can all over the country simultaneously. This is incredibly stupid and occasionally hilarious. It is also at the same time way more serious than we are taking this as a country.
So do you want to know what is constitutional? What's constitutional, Rachel Maddow, is the state legislature caring about local elections. You know what's probably unconstitutional? Having a special prosecutor and special counsel with no oversight, unlimited budget, no checks and balance, such as Robert Mueller. Which one do you think was more harmful to our country, Rachel Maddow? The fact that we are now asking questions, now we have proof that ballots were counted incorrectly and ballots were administered against the law and ballots were sent out more received than sent out. And now we have found that truth. What truth did the Mueller investigation find, Rachel Maddow? You see, Rachel Maddow was kind of the chief architect of the propaganda arm. Because Rachel Maddow basically runs state-run media. That's what she is. She might as well just be on the payroll of the intel agencies. Whatever they need done, they call Rachel Maddow in the same outfit she wears every single night, in the black pantsuit where she leans in and she has this sarcastic, understated tone. And again, Rachel Maddow is not dumb. She has a very high IQ. In fact, she used to make really interesting arguments when she wasn't just a total ideologue. Believe it or not, her and Tucker Carlson get along very well. Do you notice they don't attack each other ever? I don't think I've ever seen Rachel Maddow attack Tucker Carlson. I could be wrong. Everyone else on MSNBC attacks Tucker Carlson. She just attacks Fox News in general. Rachel Maddow is now being sent out intentionally to try and create a smokescreen strategy, to try to create a distraction, to try to provide cover fire for the Democrat Party, because people are getting more and more nervous that these audits are going to reveal legitimate and sizable issues with our voting systems. And I've talked to, by the way, Republican senators who will remain nameless for now. And they, in so many words, say, Charlie, of course dead people voted. Of course there was fraud. But it wasn't significant enough because Trump lost a couple states, and we don't want to look like the ones that are always looking in the rearview mirror. That's what some Republican senators are saying about this. Now, we got an email from one of our friends here that listens on Charlottesville. What's the call sign for Charlottesville? What a great station that is in Virginia. David, and he says, what can be done to fix the White House? Here's the issue. Probably nothing. Trump is not going to become president again in this term. It's not going to happen. I'm always going to manage your expectations and tell you things that are true. There is no constitutional provision for this. Now, in Arizona, they could recall the electors. It's not enough. In Georgia, they could recall the electors. It's not enough. But it would take both Pennsylvania to do that as well, or Wisconsin or Michigan. And that is completely and totally unprecedented. And even most Republicans would oppose that, even if all the information came through. The Republican Party does not want this fight. The Republican Party never likes talking about these sorts of issues for many different reasons. The Republican Party is a complete waste of time when it comes to talking about voter fraud and voter irregularities. Instead, you know who we need to support? How about Senator Warren Peterson, who has been heroically pushing forward in Arizona? How about Karen Fan in Arizona? Those state representatives are doing far more work for the future of our republic than our Republican leaders in Washington, D.C. They need your help. They're now being targeted by Biden's Department of Justice, by House Democrats, to try to intimidate and try to threaten, to try to suffocate the process of trying to find out what actually happened in the 2020 election. We already know that 18,000 people voted that should have been removed from the voter rolls after the election. 18,000 people. And by the way, Trump only lost Arizona, I put in quotes, by 10,000 votes. And then 74,000 voters. Let me say that again. 74,000 voters. They got 74,000 more mail-in ballots than were received than were actually mailed out. Look, going to the post office is the worst. And look, finally life is returning some back to normal. I hope. Who knows? The summer is showing welcoming signs of something nice coming ahead. Finally, you can get back to enjoying life's little pleasures, like smiling at your neighbor. I hope you've been doing that already. Or seeing a movie. But going to the post office? No, do not go to the post office. So don't go to the post office. Instead, stamps.com. Stamps.com is amazing, everybody. Stamps.com, we use it here at Turning Point USA. We use it here on the Charlie Kirk Show. Check it out at stamps.com. Look, it brings the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. It's super easy to use. It's seamless. So go to stamps.com and check it out. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with my promo code Kirk, K-I-R-K, you get a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com and click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Kirk. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. Did you know that the NFL has now authorized a black national anthem? I want to make sure I'm getting this story right. And producer Andrew's here with us. We're about to go to our Turning Point USA Student Action Summit. So I'm going to make sure I get it. It's almost hard to believe. So let's just listen to the Fox News report and let's listen to it. Cut 89.
The NFL will play the black national anthem before games this season. Lift Every Voice and Sing was played before week one games last season, but front office sports reports it will become a, quote, prominent part of games, including the playoffs, draft, and kickoff game. Also making a return will be social justice messages on helmets and sidelines. The expanded push comes despite 2020 seeing the league's lowest ratings in 3 years.
The league's lowest ratings, well, myself included. So if the NFL has now become a super PAC for athletes that want to now just compete on the field, I will casually watch if I'm really interested in a friend of mine that's playing or something. But just like Major League Baseball, that's done. I got to be honest with you about this whole sports thing. This is not fun. This is not a fun country to live in. I want to watch sports. I love sports. I don't find joy in kind of depriving myself of this. But I do it anyway. And it's because every time, for example, the Phoenix Suns are playing the Milwaukee Bucks. And everyone in the office is so excited about it. And I guess I'd be excited too if my city had never won a championship on anything ever meaningful. Which basically explains Phoenix, right? Has Phoenix ever won anything? Oh, you know what? The Diamondbacks. They did win in 2001. I stand corrected. See, I'm going to have all this hate. My people back in Phoenix are probably screaming right now. Unlike Chicago, where, you know, we win championships professionally. Non-COVID championships, Andrew, unlike the Dodgers. You see, he's so upset. White Sox, Cubs, Blackhawks, Bears. Chicago's championship city. You see, I was watching the NBA Finals, and I just had to turn it off. First of all, the quality of play has diminished totally. No one plays defense. The scores are like 185 to 170. Might as well just have a three-point competition. That's basically what basketball has become. And then I realized that every single person playing there hates my values and hates the country. And they're these self-righteous activists that tell me how awful and racist our country is. Meanwhile, they fly around on Gulfstream jets earning millions of dollars. And so now the NFL will include the Black National Anthem, social justice messaging again. You know that the purpose of sports for me was always to escape from politics? The purpose for sports to me, and I love sports, was to always get away from all of this nonsense. Well, not anymore. Now I have to go watch sports to go see things. And you know what's super frustrating for me in particular is that we obsess over these things. We study them. We know the nuance of all of these issues. And then I have to go be lectured by fill in the blank low IQ linebacker for some team. That somehow you have figured out that America is a terribly racist country. So look, the NFL is going to do that. And they're going to keep on losing viewers like me. What am I going to do with my time? I don't know. We're going to go conduct orchestras or something. I don't know. Something. Well, actually, they're woke too. I'll go hiking. Or I guess UFC. I love UFC. It's fine. It's great. Here's my problem with UFC. It's way too long to watch. It's like a 5.5 hour experience. No, this is true. Mikey's agreeing with me. It's true. It's the greatest tease of any sport ever. Like, you want to go watch this thing and you got to pay like $250 to watch it, right? No, it's true. It's like $250 and it's this buildup and it's buildup and you got to watch the pre-fight. Then you got to watch the pre-pre-fight. And then you got to watch the pre-pre-pre-pre-pre-pre-fight. And then it's just it's exhausting. And you're like, and then the whole fight, it takes like 6 minutes at most. And it's an overly involved experience, okay? But I do appreciate the brutal humanity of it. It's actually really interesting. Golf, not a fan. But I miss the America I grew up in, where I could watch baseball and basketball and football. I'm done. The Phoenix Suns win, people in the office will tell me. Baseball, I hope they all go bankrupt terribly. It's not America's pastime anymore. And football's the same. I'll still watch some college football because they're at least somewhat within the confines of the university rules on non-political engagement involvement. Even that is deteriorating. This goes to my thesis. You let the Democrats run your country, they ruin everything, including sports. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.